Hello, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for holding for me.
Can I make a quick comment and/or complaint?
I'm sorry.
Can I make a quick comment and/or complaint?
Sure.
Your whole music sucks.
I know. I agree. I heard that. I heard it one time, and it was in training. Our trainer let us hear the hold music. And I was like, oh, I feel so sorry for the customer.
It sucks, and I would like to make a formal complaint that it would change the vehicle.
Okay, let's see your vehicle.
Keep smiling, darling. It's only getting funnier from here on out.
Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or two-wheel drive?
I'm sorry, I dropped my phone between the couch cushions. What was that?
Your vehicle, do you know if it's a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or two-wheel drive?
It's just a two-wheel drive. It's a rear-wheel drive.
Okay. And your vehicle, it still shifts out of park into neutral fine. It's just the tires.
Correct.
Okay, and it's not a result of an accident?
No, somebody slashed the tires.
Daddy, I love you.
I love you.
Okay. All right, give me just 1 second. Okay, so it looks like you would be covered for 15 miles. As far as anything over the 15 miles, it would be the prices would be set by the tow truck providers. I can let you know that if it's anything over, we'll say you, I've seen it as small as $4 a mile and as high as 10. So it really just depends on what provider that we get on the phone. While I was waiting for my supervisor, I did also find it's a 24-hour emergency roadside tire service, and they do actually come out to your vehicle. If you would like to contact them and see if maybe what their price might be to come and help you with your tires.
What's their address and what town?
Oh, I don't see an address on here. Let me see if I can.
I've been living in this part.
It's in Mayflower. Park. Mayflower.
Holy dear God. Mayflower, that's approximately 2 hours and 40 minutes west of here.
Oh, wow. That's the only one that I saw that was a mobile, that had like any kind of mobile service. I'm sorry.
I got to work at 6 a.m. and it will take them till daylight to get here. Holy God. Wow. So it looks like we're going to have to wait till Monday, aren't we?
That's because that's the only one that I found. Everything else is, I did find the tire shop, it looks like. Is it B&B Tire Center?
Yeah, that's 3 miles from here. I already looked at the distance for them, and they're a good place. They got good stuff. The good family runs it, and I've never had any problems with them. Actually, I have a couple of friends that work there, but they're not open Monday morning.
Right. That's the only other one that I saw.
That tow would be covered because it's less than 15 miles.
Right. It would be completely covered for you, so you wouldn't have any out-of-pocket if you want to wait for the tow, as far as that's concerned. Then
about how much it would cost for the tires out-of-pocket?
No, sir, because that you would have to contact them as far as that's concerned, because
you can talk to Steve about that one. Sorry, I know this owner. His name's Steve Partridge.
Okay. Oh, let me see.
Yeah. What kind of tires are on the car? You remember? They will look through your paperwork because they will give you enough equivalent. Really super cheap ones. Really, really. They're so cheap they don't have a name. You're still looking at. That's a lease. $60 to $75 per tire out of pocket, and then rent and roll would we have to put in an application for reimbursement.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would have to whatever you do spend. Let's say if you do take it to the tire shop on Monday, the tires that you have to buy to replace it, you can always keep that receipt and submit that.
Do what?
Let's see.
They don't have a mobile mounter either, do? I know Steve. They don't have a mobile mounter. They don't have their own tow truck. You'd have to call either Max's or Lunsford's or a Caveman. What? No, they're open for Monday. You said B&B. What about having it towed to R&R where we bought the tires? Do you have any information on that? Because they're open tomorrow. We could just skip.
And what's the name of the place?
Rent and Roll. Here, I'm going to give you the address on that one in about 2 seconds. Watch this. Rent and Roll Tire Express. Where's your address? Where's your address at?
It's on the,
10215 Maplewell Plaza Drive, Little Rock, Arkansas. And their phone number.
Okay, I do see that.
Yep.
Just 1 second, let me see.
About an hour from here. At least 40 to 45 miles over the 15 miles. Well, you still have to tow. I don't know if they have a mobile mounting machine. Those tires have to come off. The wheels and tires come off. Then they have to take the tire off the wheel. You can't fix that tire because somebody stabbed it in the sidewall. That is not fixable, period. That tire's trash. All four tires are trash. Well, it's all one on one fire.
Okay, so it looks like they are 28 miles from the 150 Grant 81.
Okay, so that's a short one. So 28, you're looking at an extra 13 miles. So it's not near as bad as I thought it was going to be. Well, plus, but let's see what I've got there. Hours on here.
I did just see the hours for
them.
They're open at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, for 9 o'clock. Well, it looks like we're going to miss work tomorrow. But still, I've got to call them at 9 o'clock in the morning when they open and get them to tow it. You'll miss all day long, dude.
So what you can do if they open at 9, you can give us a call back at 7:30 or so. That way we can go ahead. It'll give them an hour to find a provider and have them, you know, get to your vehicle. That way you can have your vehicle there at 9 when they do open.
Okay.
But and like I said, I can go ahead if that's what you want to do. I can put that address in the tow to and tow from address and have it all set up. That way when you do call, they can just go ahead, right, just go ahead straight on to finding a provider for you.
I've got murder sent on the ground. Like, seriously, all four of them are dead flat. That's somebody complaining about to them. Well, I guess we're going to have to do that. That's the quickest way we're going to have to do it, then.
Okay. And the address where you're at, you said that's
275.
275, okay.
Yes. And if you need any directions, like anything in the options, the Grant 81 is a big horseshoe. You take the second entrance between the flower shop and the church. Across the highway from Memorial Gardens Funeral Home.
Okay, and you said to take the second?
Yes, second is with the second left in the Grand 81, right across the street from Memorial Gardens Funeral Home, between the flower shop and the church. All the way to the very back corner, and don't follow the road around to the right or to the left. My driveway is directly across to the right-hand side as the road turns left. Can't miss it. It's a big 86 Crown Victoria. Silver in color.
Okay.
Four flat tires.
Okay, and you said go all the way to the very back and don't go left or right.
I am the very last one on the right as the road curves to the left. And it's going to be a big silver Ford Crown Victoria. 86 Crown Victoria. Sounds like an old grandma car, but it's very, 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 very loud. Yeah, it's running with no muffler, no exhaust or anything. It's incredibly loud. And it's been tuned to be very, very fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've had it up to 125 myself. It is a little slow on takeoff, but at the top end, it'll pass anything.
Okay, and you need to take it to R&R Tire Express.
On Maywell Plaza.
All right, let me get that on here for you. Okay, so like you said, the above miles is going to be 13 miles. So I'm going to go ahead and have this selected for them. How were you wanting to pay for those 13 miles? You would pay the provider directly. It's either cash, credit, debit.
Cash money.
Okay.
Cash money is best. You run out of ground and you already know you're out of money, credit or anything like that. You run out of money and then all of a sudden you're way out of money.
Right.
See, I thought it was going to be the best call of the evening.
Okay, so I do have all of that on here. What I'm going to do, I'm going to notate on here that you're going to give us a call back in the morning to finish out the tow. So when you do call, just make sure, like I said, just give them your first and last name.
Yes, ma'am.
And your phone number, and they can pull the ticket up and just find a provider for you. And they'll have to give you a call back with that quote just to make sure, you know, everything's okay to go ahead and send them. And then from there, just find your provider for you.
It would be the phone number I'm calling from or my actual phone number because my cell phone is missing.
Okay, so the number that's on here is the 870-464-8028.
Okay, that's my buddy's number. Okay.
Okay. So they'll be calling that, give them that number when you call in.
Right.
And that's the number that the provider will call you on. And also, of course, the agent when they get that quote for you.
All righty.
Okay. Well, I do apologize that there's nothing we could get done tonight for you. But it should be a quick and easy process in the morning since we got all that figured out for you.
I hope the blossom won't be too bad.
I do apologize, but let's see. Right. Is there any other questions that you might have for me?
Yeah, singular.
That's a question that's a complicated answer.
I understand. I totally understand. You can't tell me what state you're in or anything like that. I already know.
Oh, right. But thank you so much for being patient with us and giving us a call. And I hope everything works out for you. Y'all have a good night tonight.
All right, you too, darling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.